Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Need to have a witty invention, a God idea, and train your kids in an uncommon way that will solve problems so that they don't end up having children with wedlock, so that they don't end up making the mistakes that you've made in your life. God's solutions are uncommon. Let me keep going, and I'm finished already. I'm done. Number six, I told you, uncommon ideas can create uncommon wealth. You got to get the idea first before you get the wealth. Number seven, an uncommon idea requires uncommon attention. But I'm tired. I want to go to bed. I stayed up late last night. Get over it. It's going to have you have abnormal and uncommon attention when you're birthing out an uncommon idea. I had an uncommon idea. I had to birth out my book, the first one in my family to publish a book. I had to devote a unanimous amount of attention to that book. Many times I wasn't going to bed till 2, then I was waking up at 5 for prayer. Many nights I didn't eat dinner with my husband. I went from work straight to the computer, typing, editing, trying to do this, and pray, and run a ministry. Yes, when we're birthing out this ministry, my husband and I, we have to devote an uncommon amount of attention. Because what we have here at KCI is uncommon.
Everybody ain't teaching it.
Amen. Yes, yes, amen.
Some of these ministries are teaching oppression, keeping you depressed, keeping you in anxiety. We're teaching you upliftment. We're teaching you empowerment. We're teaching you how to have your own. There's not a ministry that might be similar. I'm not saying we the only. We don't want to get in that debate. We're not the only, but there are ministries that are similar to ours. But I guarantee you've not probably met a ministry that was like this 100%. The way we teach, the way we mentor, the way we coach, the way we prophesy, our swag. Yeah, we got swag over here. Unlike any other. We have a culture that sets us apart. That is our distinct difference. That's why people value us. And when they know that they value us, they honor us because we have a distinct difference. So you're going to need to devote uncommon attention to birth out your book, your uncommon book, to birth out your business, to birth out your education, to birth out your organization, to birth out your patented idea, to birth out your ministry. Yes, it will take uncommon attention. You're going to have to fast. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to get up early, go to bed late. That's what it takes to get it done. If you don't get it done, then you might as well confess. You have a spirit of apathy. You're lazy. Can I call it what it is? A man. When I say man, I mean humankind. Human man can. I mean men and women, but I'm just saying man. A man that does not want to activate the power that God has given us to obtain wealth is lazy, has apathy. I have no respect for you, but yet you want me to pay your bills. I'm going to work every day. I'm getting up praying. I'm getting up fasting. I'm praying for you. I'm solving other people's problems. I'm decreasing their stress, and I'm giving them energy and excitement and joy every day. I'm solving people's problems. My husband and I get together collectively, and we solve people's business entrepreneur endeavors. We solve the questions that are on their heart. I'm working for mine, but because you're laying on your butt, probably not washing up, probably not brushing your teeth, scratching your genital, then all of a sudden when it's bill pay time, you want to see who you can cry on and present your sad story of why you can't make it month to month. Too lazy to even stay consistent in your time. woman.
Talk about it.
That's having a bum mentality. Let me finish. Number 8, getting you out of here. An uncommon idea can create a lifetime of provision.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Amen, amen. Yes.
Provide for me.
I'll repeat it. An uncommon idea can create a lifetime of provision. Mm-hmm. Recognition of a God-inspired idea that provides a lifetime income for your family. When you recognize that it's a God-given or God-inspired idea, God isn't a jippy God. He's not a shifty God. When he gives you something, it's completed. He's not going to give you something that'll feed you for one day. That's not how God does it. Matter of fact, the very mannerism and theory based for one of his speeches to his disciples was talking about, in paraphrasing terms, how to teach a man how to fish instead of providing a fish. If we can put that type of parable on there, he, the very lifestyle of God, said, let me show you how to do it so you can go and teach other people. I'm not just going to do it for you. I'm not just going to lay it in your hand, but I'm going to teach you how to make it reoccurring. That's the very nature and mannerism of God. When you recognize that it's a God-inspired idea, then you've recognized it's an uncommon idea. When you recognize that it's an uncommon idea, it will bring forth uncommon provision. It will bring forth a lifetime of provision. It will bring forth uncommon wealth. It will bring forth a God command. To receive that God command, you got to stay in God's presence. Your ear gate, your eye gate has to remain open. Woo! I'm open. I'm finished. I wanted to get you off here, but I said before I do, see, I love teaching. I love bringing forth and shedding wisdom. I love exposing ignorance, and I love shedding the light on stupidity. I love when an evangelist said, he said, if you stay stupid, I can't be your friend. I love it. She's so raw with it. But it's the truth. See, the emphasis is on stay. See, if you're stupid now, when I'm shedding wisdom and intellect on you, you have the opportunity to get out of that stupor. But if you choose to stay stupid, I surely cannot be your friend. That's just the truth of the matter. What is the difference? What is the difference between ignorance and stupidity? I love this. The difference between ignorance and stupid. Ignorance is when you don't know. It's when you just don't know. Stupid is when you don't ask. You know what to ask, but you don't ask. And that's unfortunate because you have the capability. There's so much potential, but something's holding you back. If it's laziness, pray to God that he will break it off your life. Fast so they could get off your life. If it's a spirit of apathy, pray to be delivered so that you can move forward in your life. No way in the world. Your wife going to work early in the morning. Don't even have a car. And you watching her go to work, scratching your genital, as she do everything around the house. Can't even help clean up.
Jesus.
Can't even wash the dishes. Can't even wash the clothes. Can't even help with the kids' homework. Then when she dies, because you don't wore her down, you're not a problem solver, you're a problem creator, then you want to cry out to the Lord, why? Why did she die? It's because you were not a problem solver. Opposite, he going to work. He's working hard. You staying at home, hair all over your head, kids' head all over you. You're not allowing him to come home to a warm cooked meal, not even presenting your body. You forgot, oops, I forgot to brush my teeth. I just been asleep all day. Problem creator. Then you wonder why he might be looking at Sister Samantha. She fixed herself up. She even got on a bra. Breast hanging to your belly button. Come on now. Be a problem solver. Help out in any way that you can. Help that man obtain wealth. Help that woman obtain wealth. Help your kids and prepare them to obtain wealth. I know I'm teaching. This the mama.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now, amen. Amen. The mama and me came out, the apostle came out. But nevertheless, it's all in love. I talk like this every day. So it meant nothing to me to do this, to teach someone. I shook somebody on today. Some of you all went over your head. I pray you reach your arms up and catch it. It's not too late. Hold your net up, your spiritual net, and say, get back here. Get back in this net and catch what I taught. Listen back if you came on late. Hey, you can listen back to it on the Apostle Smith. If you have words, I would love for you to greet people, and then you can dismiss it. Let everyone on this line say amen as Apostle Smith comes forward to have his closing remarks.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
amen.
To God.
Yes, sir.
Hope you guys enjoyed. It was awesome. Taught on be a problem solver. We teach many people this, even in our prophetic coaching. This is why people pay us. Professional business owners pay us to teach them specifics in their business, specifics in their ministry, specifics in their lives. They pay us for this. And y'all just got a wealth of knowledge and information tonight for free. I want to say this. Every single day, I got somebody saying, Apostle Andrew, can I have $100? Can you help me pay my rent? Can you help me pay my child support? Yeah, I had some grown Negroes ask me to help them pay their child support. Can you believe it? Can I pay? Can you help me do this? Help me do that. I said, yeah, I can help you, but which one would you want? Would you want me to teach you how you can obtain wealth, or do you want me to just give you a few dollars that'll keep you only for a few days? Unfortunately, when it comes to black people, most of them say, I'll take the few dollars. I'll take the few dollars, man.
Amen.
That's sad. Go back and listen to the replay. What she taught you will elevate your ministries, your businesses, your finances. People ask us, how can y'all go to a city that nobody knows y'all? Is because we know how to create wealth. We know how to become a problem solver. I tell somebody like this, if a well needs water, I'm going to lead that well to the ocean. I tell people like this, any problem that a person got, I can solve it. You guys can do the same. If you become Dr. Mike Murdock said it best, money is a reward for solving problems. A lot of people, as she just preached, a lot of people think money is a miracle. No, just become a problem solver. Today, I trained personally two daughters. I gave them 3 hours worth of information in about 45 minutes. And I told them, if you listen to me, your ministry is going to take off. If you listen to me and Dr. April, your business is going to take off. Become a problem solver. And for those of you all out there who want more of this, then go to the website and schedule a prophetic coaching session. We got clients from all over the world, and their businesses are taking off. I got a son right now in Mexico. He about to get a $3 million contract because of what I gave him. And guess what? He's soaring into KCI.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yo, talk, y'all. We live this thing. We live it, we breathe it, and we want to push you into your destiny. We want to teach you all how to become problem solvers. So go to the website, sign up, connect with us. We ain't on here just for nothing. There's a whole bunch of people on. I want to encourage y'all to push y'all into y'all businesses so your business can go from $0 a month to $20,000 a month. I want to encourage y'all to raise up y'all ministries and teach y'all how to activate social media. The social media that you got, you can use that to increase your platform. We want to teach you how to do that. We want to teach you how you can balance your marriage and your ministry. And for those of you all who are looking for your Boaz, how you can prepare while you're handling your business so when you do get married, y'all businesses can come together. Connect with us. Or then next year you're still in the same place. I mean, if that's good for you, then it's good for me. But to tell you the truth, I want something that's going to push me, that's going to help me, that's going to make me elevate in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this life empowerment class. Father God, pour out on your sons and daughters. Pour out on your people. Stir up in the name of Jesus. Stir up the gifts that are inside of them to elevate and increase for the purpose and the vision of the kingdom of God. Lord God, you do it right now. I speak to the angels for which you give any charge over. Release the angels on assignment to stir up your people on tonight. We decree and declare it so in Jesus' wonder-working name. Let all God's people say, Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Some of y'all logged on late. Go back and listen to the replay. It will be on the website, www.kci.world. Follow us on Facebook, Andrew Smith. My wife's name, April Mitchell Smith. If y'all here in Orlando, Florida, check in with us. We would love to shake your hands. We would love to hug you. We would love to impart something into you that will shift your destiny. Glory to God. Take advantage of all the resources and programs that we have on the website. And connect with us in Jesus' name. You guys enjoyed it. We love you, Casey.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.